Hello and welcome to another Lent reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. Continuing our Lenten journey into hearing from God through spiritual practices and habits, we turn our attention to the practice of meditation. For the last, decade or so, society has had a renewed fascination with the concept of meditation. And there are countless programs and groups and books and apps and etc. about meditation. Within mental health settings, meditation and mindfulness has certainly become a buzzword, and the technique is used by many. But meditation is not a new practice. People have been meditating throughout history. Many people tend to associate meditation with Buddhism, but it has a central role in all the major world religions, and this is certainly true for Christianity. The practice of meditation can be seen in both the Old and the New Testaments, so long before our modern culture made it popular again. But what is the purpose of meditation? Why should we meditate? And how does our Christian meditation differ from other secular forms of meditation? We'll explore some thoughts about meditation by reading Joshua 1, verses 1 to 9, and then I'll close this reflection by leading a short, guided meditation to help us seek God. So firstly, let's read from Joshua 1, verses 1 to 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the River Jordan into the land I am about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Often meditation calls for us to focus our attention inwards. A lot of meditation starts by asking us to focus on our breathing and pay attention to the rhythm of our bodies. Now, there's nothing wrong with this. After all, our bodies have come from God, and he can and does use our bodily senses to communicate with us. For example, God uses our bodies to tell us when we are tired or close to burnout. And it's important we learn how to hear what God is saying to us through our physical senses. But when we meditate as Christians, we focus our attention upwards rather than inwards. We meditate to hear from God and not from ourselves. In Joshua 1, we hear that Moses has died and Joshua is called to take up the mantle of leadership over the Israelites, becoming responsible for guiding them to the promised land and for directing the people in their relationship with God. And so God speaks to Joshua and reaffirms Joshua's mission. And then God reminds Joshua, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it." Meditate on it day and night. God instructed Joshua to be in a kind of constant communication with him through the spiritual practice of meditation. But why? Well, I think firstly, because God told Joshua that he is present and will never leave him or forsake him. This is a key thought to understanding why we are called to meditate. Because when we meditate, we are not doing it so we can have time with ourselves. Instead, we meditate so that we can spend focused time seeking God and listening to him, to continue to stay connected in deep relationship. Joshua needed to meditate on God and his words at all times. By meditating, Joshua was communing with God intimately and intentionally. Meditating on God and his word allowed Joshua to hear from God and recognize his presence with them, which was essential for the difficult, chaotic, and even just the generally busy times that Joshua would face as leader of the Israelites. Our world is such a busy place with so many distractions and interferences. We are so used to the noise of the world that sometimes we don't even realize how many things are trying to steal our attention. I will admit that I'm not generally that good at silence. I'm getting better, but I still tend to like some kind of noise in the background. But there was a time when I was younger when I couldn't stand to be in a silent room, and where I would have music or the radio playing on an almost 24/7 basis. And it was just a constant distraction from the quietness in the room. But sometimes we need to be quiet and focus our attention not on the noise in the world, but on the quiet voice of God, whispering his truth and his wisdom to us. By meditating, we choose to tune into God's presence with us. God is always there with us, but our busy lives often mean that we don't feel or acknowledge his presence. Or perhaps difficult circumstances prevent us from recognizing that he is there, holding us tightly. How noisy and busy is your life at the moment? Do you need to pause and meditate to recognize God's presence and hear from him? How might you build the practice of meditation into your life so that you can hear from God this week? So as I said, Christians meditate by focusing our attention upwards to hear from God and not inwards to hear from ourselves. But our meditation also has an outwards focus as we seek to hear from God, not just for the joy of connecting with him, although we do get that too, but so that we can follow God and work to establish his kingdom, his justice, his peace on earth. Christian meditation is not or should not merely be a passive exercise looking for inner peace, but it's an active practice that helps us to follow God's will for establishing his kingdom on earth. As I mentioned, Joshua had become leader because Moses had died. And so I imagine there was a lot of fear and grief and confusion during this time. Joshua would have needed support and encouragement to go forward with the task he had to do. Although he had been preparing for this moment since Moses had appointed him, it still would have been extremely daunting once it actually came to be. And so God speaks to Joshua, not just to give him the instructions about what his task is to be, but to give him strength, encouragement, and to empower him by the power of the Holy Spirit. He reminds Joshua, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them." Joshua is given the instruction to be strong and courageous. And then God repeats this instruction telling him to be very courageous. And then he says that Joshua needs to meditate on the law day and night. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think about meditation, I don't tend to associate it with being strong and courageous. But this is what God does. He draws the link between meditating on him and his word and having strength and courage to face the tasks ahead. This is because Christian meditation is not just looking into ourselves to find strength, but seeking wisdom and strength from the creator of the universe. When we meditate on God, we connect with him, the living breath of life, who empowers us and fills us with his spirit to enable us to face whatever is ahead of us. God instructed Joshua to meditate on him because God knew that Joshua was about to face intense trials and difficulties with battles and fights with other nations, to sin, failures and losses and doubts among his own people. He had to lead, encourage and inspire a weary nation who had been wandering the desert for 40 years and now had to fight to claim the land God had promised them. Joshua could easily have become overwhelmed by the chaos of the future he was about to face. He couldn't have done it alone, but he wasn't alone. God warns him to keep his focus on him as the only voice that has the authority, wisdom, and strength to guide Joshua in the right places. If Joshua tried to find his strength from himself, he would fail. But if he allowed his strength to come from God by remaining rooted in him, then Joshua would know success. When we stop and purposefully meditate on God and his word, we find ourselves sinking deeper into relationship with God and trusting him even more. He meets with us through our meditation, and just as he promised Joshua, so he promises us, "I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." This promise demonstrates not only that God is with us, but that he will help us in following the path laid out for us. What do you need to rely on God's strength for? As you look to this week and think about the tasks ahead of you, meditate to allow God to fill you with the Holy Spirit to give you strength and wisdom. Meditating on God helps us to be filled with the strength and courage of the Holy Spirit to enable us to follow God. But it is also a way for us to learn what God wants us to do. During Joshua's time as leader of the Israelites, there were many moments when Joshua had to make choices and decisions, or he had to seek God to understand a situation. Joshua was responsible for the lives and welfare of thousands of people, and so he needed to stay connected to God to know what was best for these people. Meditating on God and his words enabled Joshua to hear God clearly and understand what he was being called to do. If we never give God our focused attention, it shouldn't surprise us if we don't hear him clearly. Do we choose to meditate on God for the sake of those around us? We all have responsibilities or care for someone. We might be as a manager at work. It might be as a mother, a father, aunt or uncle, or perhaps as a friend, a neighbour. Whatever it is, we all have people that rely on us or that we care for. How might our lives impact on those around us? Do we seek God's advice and wisdom to ensure that the impact that we make is a positive, life-giving one? How might meditating on God show us how to live so that we see his kingdom here in Streatham, Mitcham, Norbury, Croydon, wherever we are, and in the surrounding areas? For many, the purpose of meditation is to seek peace, an inner peace, peace for themselves. But when we meditate, we seek peace not just for ourselves, but for the world around us. and how much this world needs peace right now. We believe that God can work powerfully to impact the whole world through the prayers and meditations of even just one person. So surely he can also impact our neighbourhoods, our communities, our families and friendships through our prayers and meditations. When we take time to meditate, do we turn to God in expectation of seeing and hearing him do something amazing? Do we eagerly await the transformations in the world around us? How might we be encouraged to pursue God more eagerly, more expectantly? Perhaps think on those things as we turn to God in this guided meditation. Find a place that you feel comfortable and secure. Whether that's sitting, reclining, kneeling, or whatever position works best for you. Take a moment to quiet yourself in the presence of God. If it helps, close your eyes. Lay your hands, palms down, and release to God whatever is weighing you down. The burdens that are on your heart, the distractions that flit over your mind, the worries and fears that overwhelm you. Lay it all down. Now turn your hands over, palms facing upwards, and receive from God the gifts that he longs to give you. Peace, joy, comfort, love, hope, courage, forgiveness, strength. Take time to bask in the presence of God. During the first reading, just listen to the passage. Don't try to analyze it or overthink it. Just listen. Ask God to bring the words to life by the power of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 37, verses 1 to 7. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. as you listen to the reading for the second time. Listen for any word or phrase that seems to stand out for you. Don't stress or overthink. Just receive whatever comes to you. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. What words or phrases seem to be highlighted for you? Linger on these words. How does this word or phrase intersect with your life right now? Come into conversation with God. Listen to what he has to say. What is he saying to you? And how will you respond? Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. May God bless you, challenge you, and inspire you through the words that he has highlighted to you and spoken to you today. Amen.